What's up, everybody? I always think it's funny how at the very end, that guy who, like, he's like, oh, I was like, you know, like, everybody knows that this show is a show that, you know, people come, we smoke on this show. That guy's the only guy who sounds like he's like, I'm the only guy, I'm coked out. Oh, God, God. He's like yelling and shit, like, the fuck. What's up, everybody? The Orbit Spaceman Show, y'all. We're back in 2020, you know? Seems like we probably took a long hiatus. We'll just call this an extended cush nap, you know what I'm saying? Like an extended sleep on the couch. Like your own couch, not your friend's couch. Because your friend's couch is always more uncomfortable than your couch is. You know? That's how I always think it is. Anyway. But anyway. So, with it being 2020, we got some new shit. Got some new stuff coming up. I think it's going to be pretty amazing. You know? Me, personally. And I know you guys think it is. And you're gonna usually, I know you are. Anyway. So, we're going to do a couple of things different this year. So, a couple of things we're going to do different is you'll probably be hearing a lot more episodes with me just by myself sitting here talking and shooting the shit about shit that is really going on in today's world. But that's funny to me because it makes sense, you know? And I'll be bringing in some of my friends. As always, I'll be bringing in a lot more comics, too. A lot more stand-up comics. I know you guys said that last time that you really liked having those stand-up comics there. And the funny that they bring to the show. So, and of course, you know, as a comic myself, I love to have funny banter with my friends. So, that's that. Thing number two. Alright. So, we're going to be traveling with this show a little bit. You know, when I mean by traveling, we do some live shows. I'll be bringing in some of those stand-up comics. And couple of music artists, you know, we'll do some questions, some Q&A shit, some cool stuff here and there, you know. I think it's gonna be pretty badass though, for real. So, I'm gonna be doing this show bi-monthly, right? Not this podcast. This podcast will always be happening, you know, maybe twice, 3 times a month. It depends on how it goes. Depends on how the weed situation is. No, I'm just joking. But I will be doing a live show bi-monthly. A lot of times I'll be doing these shows at Canvas of Memphis. So if you're from the Memphis area or you're in the Memphis area, definitely look it up. Check them out. Pretty cool bar. Pretty happening place, as many people call it, you know. But it's cool. So I'll be doing these live shows there where I'll be bringing in a couple of my good comedian friends. And they're going to do some stand-up time for you. Make you guys laugh. And you hopefully see comedy in a different way here pretty soon. So, that being said, this next live show that I'll be having, put this on your calendar, will be on March the 6th at Canvas of Memphis. Alright? So, March the 6th at Canvas of Memphis. This show, I'm going to be bringing out a couple of amazing people. Like, you know, what's his name? And I'm going to be bringing out they're all awesome, right? And you're probably like, what the fuck? What was that noise, right? And I'm going to tell you, it was pretty cool. Alright, really, I just had fun with the sound buttons just now. But, yeah, check out the calendar and look for it, right? Look for the flyer. Put it on your calendar. It's going to be awesome, okay? So, with that, we've got some new sponsors and stuff, too. They're happening this year. And one of those awesome, amazing sponsors that you can catch and check out this year is going to be Lay Junt, right? And this is a pretty cool store, right? This is a pretty awesome store. This store is a store that you can go in and you can get, like, band t-shirts. Like, Memphis band t-shirts. Because this, obviously, is a Memphis show, right? So you can go buy Memphis band t-shirts in this place for, like, bands that are, like, local there to this place, right? And you can also go and you can buy vintage cards. They got glassware. They got fucking, like, everything you can think of. So, for the smokers, they got stash glasses. They got fucking roll trays. They have gently used and cleaned, obviously, pieces. Things like that, like bowl pieces and shit, you know. Smokables, things like that, you know. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty fucking cool, you know. And then, like, just the t-shirts. Because like, I'm a t-shirt guy, you know. All the t-shirts are pretty cool. They're amazing t-shirts. So definitely check them out. You can look them up on Instagram, on Facebook, you know, all that kind of stuff. At LeJunt Shop, right? So check them out. Pretty awesome digging place, you know. And then you've got BU, all right? So it's me, you know, I don't have dreads anymore. So I have short hair. But I still like to keep my hair clean. I like to keep it fresh and delightful, you know? So I turn to these people, BU, okay? Because they provide, I'm not even lying, they provide the highest quality, right, when it comes to, like, natural hair care products, okay? Because they, like, illuminate, basically, all the insecurities that ruin, the beauty of having natural hair, you know? And for people who are trying to figure out, like, what do you mean by natural hair? What I mean by that is, like, mixed people or black people or Indian people or, you know, any kind of people that has hair that could be considered borderline nappy, okay, or hard to manage, any of that kind of thing. So, it's great. It's a great product. So, definitely check it out. And I know probably the dudes are listening and like, ah, oh, there's probably nothing here for me, whatever. Well, for you trying to get your beard right, trying to get your beard on point, right? They got the beard oil to take care of that, you know? Not only that, like I said, they got hair oils, shampoos, conditioners, all that kind of good stuff. You can find them as well on Facebook and on Instagram. And leave the hashtag BU901. And they give you, like, updates and cool stuff. And you can also check out, too, that they have, like, cool tips and videos and stuff, you know? Because not everybody has the cosmetology brain. So definitely turn to them to get it right, you know? So, with that being said, this last thing is the one that everyone loves to hear and everybody needs to hear at always. You love the show. You want to support the show. Let me tell you what you can do it. Definitely do it by going to Cash App and donating to the show. Donate on Cash App to the show at Two Baked Studios, right? Two Baked Studios. It's amazing. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Just donate it, and it helps make the show better and better. And you'll be better, too. Because when you do that, you put yourself up. And I'll send you, like, a t-shirt, some cool stickers, or something awesome like that, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's it's pretty cool. It's pretty, pretty cool, you know? So, that's what I think, personally. So, anyway, those are some of the new things that are happening this year on the show. So, definitely be on the lookout for those things. Definitely be on the lookout for Q&As. When I have artists and guests on the show, I'll possibly be putting them up on Instagram and on Facebook. And I want you guys to send me questions, like Q&A stuff that you want me to ask the guests that I'm going to have on the show so that you can, you know, anything that can possibly throw them off. You know how the show goes. So, let's do it, okay? Let's do it. All right, so this is Orbis Basement, obviously. On the Orbis Basement show, obviously. And one time for the one time, you know. Not like the one time, but like, you know, for the one time, like, hit the blunt and we out type shit, you know what I'm saying? And we out, yo.